They should adhere to it immediately, since they are very, very familiar with the stipulations of the Constitution, that you cannot occupy two state offices at any one given time, and they are due to be sworn by the Speaker of the National Assembly or by the High Court judges for those who are going to the counties. Then we would expect them to resign immediately so that they can go and get sworn into Parliament or into the counties and the respective offices for which they were elected by the Kenyan public.
Have you heard any feedback from them since you issued out, you signed this order from the President?
No, most of them have indicated. The order just came out today, so most of them have indicated they'll be getting out of the offices any time from now. It's a legal requirement, and they are very familiar with the constitutional requirement that you cannot occupy two constitutional offices as a state officer. And therefore, they have no business being ministers or assembly ministers or occupying any other public office.
This is irrespective of the challenge or the dispute of the election, correct?
No, it's not. This is about being sworn. You know, the ministers who went for the post of, say, of senator or governor or member of parliament are state officers. Parliament has to convene, and in that sitting, members of parliament, the senators, the governors have to be sworn in. So you cannot be sworn into another state office while you're still occupying another state office.
How has been the performance of the public service so far following these elections?
Fantastic. The public service worked seamlessly. They continue to achieve their performance targets because, you know, we all sign performance contracts. The public service has been non-partisan. They continue to render services to the people. They stood in when the politicians went to vie for votes, and they are still performing as politicians prepare to take oaths in respective offices. So the Kenyan civil service, as you know, has been undisturbed. They've lived in their excellence since 1963, since independence. We never had disturbances here, either military coups or other disturbances in government. So it's a very, very solid and robust and dynamic institution in this country.
What would be your message to Kenyans following this election, and what are your expectations?
The message is we continue to render quality services to our people. That is very, very important. The public service must remain professional and non-partisan and be dedicated to serving Kenyans without fear or favor. And as we uphold peace, we should urge our people to uphold peace and to continue to hold this country together, even as we have the petition in place and as we await the parliament to be consummated any time now, and as governors prepare to take offices and senators any time now. The issue of remaining united as a country and focusing on development and improving the quality of lives of our people as a one democracy, that would be a major a lesson and indicator to the world. This nation, this democracy has moved ahead as a progressed and it's come of age. We had a very peaceful election. Kenyans came out in large numbers. They voted who they wanted to vote. And then we now focus on the future, on developing the lives of our people, adding value to the lives of our people. I think this is what the public service is concerned about.